in the headlines. Democratic Labour Party candidate Felicia Dujon thanks the government for following her lead on recent issues affecting St. James North constituency. DLP spokesman on business, Senator Ryan Walters, accuses the ruling BLP of contract work overload. Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has defended her government's decision to borrow money, saying it's a necessary part of Barbados' development strategy. Finance Minister Ryan Strong urges insurance sector to tackle financial scams and promote responsible investment. Barbados under a flash flood watch, adverse conditions expected throughout the afternoon, and Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander has been handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Democratic Labour Party St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon says the government is following her lead on recent issues affecting the St. James North constituency. With 9 days to go before the May 21st by-election, speaking from Rock Dundo late last night, Dujon said lighting and other issues highlighted on her campaign trail were now becoming a priority of the BLP. She says the party with Chad Blackman was unaware of the problems across the constituency until she came.
When I raised the issues of Paul Lighton in Sion Hill, in Cemetery Lane, then I heard the following day that the minister responsible for transport of works is saying now we're going to have 400 lights. Where were you? Where were you? Because Felicia Dujon, I don't have time to waste. I don't have time for me to come jogging up and down, for me to lose weight. That's your personal business. I don't need to know about that. If you're not ready for the job, stand down, brother. Stand down. Let the woman do her job. Stand out of my way, my brother. There is work to be done. Your government is the one that have left this constituency in the position that it is today. So what are you going to bring to them?
DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon. Government has been heavily criticized for its treatment of workers and blamed for a breakdown in labor practices across the private sector. DLP spokesman on business, Senator Ryan Walters, said the ruling BLP currently had hundreds of workers unable to secure loans given the ongoing trend of contract work in both the public and private sector.
Young men and women working for years under this government cannot get a job letter. Cannot go to the bank or the credit union or an institution that is selling household items to get a bed. Can't get a mortgage, thank you. This is this government. Tell the big man what he has done after coming back from the International Labour Organization. Has he sat quietly by and allowed the Minister of Labour to do these things to the people of Barbados? But what has that action done? The government moving workers from full-time to contract has also encouraged the private sector to do the same.
DLP spokesperson on business, Ryan Walters. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has defended her government's decision to borrow money, saying it's a necessary part of Barbados' development strategy. Speaking at the BLP meeting in Sion Hill, St. James, Ms. Motley said that with the help from international partners like the IMF, the country has been able to recover and grow. She said, despite recent borrowing, the debt remains lower than it was 7 years ago.
Barbados has done better than most countries in the world in the last 5 years. And with the help of the IMF and others, the American Development Bank and the others tell you foolishness about debt. Our debt in 2018 was $18 billion. It is down today, even with all the borrowing that them talk about in 7 years, it went down to 12. It is back up to 15. Good Lord, 15 ain't less than 18. My point is this. There is not one of us in here, unless you born filthy rich, that can build a house without borrowing money, that can buy a car without borrowing money. But you spread it out over time, because you know if you had to pay back the money for the house in 2 and 3 years, it would kill you. But if you pay back for the house over 20, 25, 30 years, it easy so.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. A call is being made for the financial sector and advisors across the region to take a leading role in helping citizens avoid fraudulent get-rich-quick schemes. The appeal has come from Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, who was speaking this morning at the opening of the Caribbean Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors 36th Annual Sales Congress. Mr. Strachan said the work of financial professionals is more critical than ever before amid rising concerns about misinformation and financial scams.
And what I see in this room effectively is an army of people who can help mobilize capital across the region, help to show people where genuine opportunities lie, and to help educate people that you cannot get a 200% rate of return in 3 days. You cannot get it in a week. You cannot get it in a month. You cannot even get it in a year. And that patient capital, patient investment, responsible investment is what we need in this region.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, in the lunchtime edition. Barbados is under a flash flood watch, with adverse weather conditions expected to affect the island into this evening. Meteorologist Christoph Martin told Starcom Network what people can expect.
Runoff from higher elevations, soil erosion on exposed or scarred land surfaces, water sediments on roads and fields at the foot of hills and coastal roads, objects or debris from higher elevations becoming embedded within fast flowing water flows, delays on traffic routes with some roads becoming impassable. Residents and visitors should be aware that this alert level could be elevated to red. Morning rainfall accumulations have produced up to an inch of rainfall across some isolated sections of Barbados. Throughout the late morning into afternoon, the shoreline can bring a further 1 to 2 inches of rainfall across the island.
That's Christoph Martin, meteorologist. And with two lucrative cricket leagues, the Indian Premier League and the Pakistan Super League, being suspended because of recent fights between the two nations, both leagues are stating that they're looking to restart in a week's time, only using three of their central borders to play the matches. The IPL, which grossed $23 billion in the last three seasons, want all of the West Indian players to remain within India, as they say they want to continue the tournament within a week, with assurances that all will be well and safe. The PSL, however, are stating they will make an announcement within the next 24 hours. And finally, Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander, has been handed to the Red Cross in Gaza. This moments ago after the two have made a peace deal. Our top stories. Democratic Labour Party candidate Felicia Dujon thanks the government for following her lead on recent issues affecting the St. James North constituency. DLP spokesperson on business Senator Ryan Walters accuses the ruling BLP of contract work overload. Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has defended her government's decision to borrow money, saying it's a necessary part of Barbados' development strategy. Finance Minister Ryan Strachan urges insurance sector to tackle financial scams and promote responsible investment. Barbados under a flash flood watch, adverse conditions expected throughout the afternoon, and Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander has been handed to the Red Cross in Gaza. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.